In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, listeners. We want to take a moment to recognize the importance of mental well-being. At times, the show features sensitive material. Know that there are options, and you don't have to deal with it alone. Our continued support for mental health and treatment comes from Talkspace. Visit Talkspace.com to learn more. Q Code presents Soft Voice, starring Naomi Scott, Olivia Cooke, and Belle Powley. Created by James Bloor.
Pretty good fun. Over the river, over the Schleusen Bridge, in Friedrichshain, Kreuzberg, there's a little warehouse club called Burial Gold Mine. It's getting a bit touristy these days, to be honest, but depends what night you're there. Sometimes you can still find a real techno adventure. Floating through the darkness. Under the red lights, the world is spinning. Smoke, breath, sweat, touch, down, down, down. Deep in the forest of bodies was Lydia. Her heart pumped blood. Her lips tasted of whiskey and salt. Her body shivered with chills of ecstatic delight. Lydia was having the best night of her life.
Dark voice, I'm having the best night of my life.
Oh, Berlin, Berlin, how I do love thee.
Granny Night-Night, where have you been? I lost you.
Lydia and Granny Night-Night had arrived at Burial Gold Mine in three easy steps. Step one involved a dating app. Called Biddick.
I wish I'd brought more than this mesh top and these dungarees, and I think my head must be extra cold because my hair is so short.
Oh, stop moaning. We're in Berlin. We're really here. Finish the whiskey. It'll warm you right up.
My left ear, it still hasn't popped.
Eh?
My left ear, it hasn't popped. You know, with the pressure from the airplane.
Try yawning.
Oh! Oh, there.
Who's that?
It's Graham.
Is Graham your husband?
Not exactly. Sort of.
Gay?
Oh, no.
Pity. They make excellent husbands.
Sorry, I've just got to listen to this.
Hey, yeah. So, just checking in. I'm sitting here at Sneaksby's Oyster Bar. But, yeah, no sign of you, so... Oh, wait, there you are. Oh, no. Not you, just an elderly gentleman.
Oh, gosh. I should be with him.
Good Christ, he sounds dull. Find a decent man, Lydia, for pity's sake. Life is short, and the good part of life is very short. Stop pissing it up the wall.
Oh, my head is spinning. Right, we need to find a hotel. Then we can get up and do some nice cultural activities together in the morning.
No. The boys will be here shortly.
The boys?
Yes. My Berlin boys.
Your friends from when you used to live here? In the 70s?
No, of course not. They're all dead. New boys. I met them on Biddick.
On Biddick?
Yes. On Biddick.
Wait.
Wait, you have a phone?
Yes, Lydia, it's the 21st century. I can simply hop onto Bidik and move my location to Berlin using the Explore feature. It's a lovely way to spend an afternoon. Great chat, beautiful bodies here, gorgeous men. Good way to keep up my German. Large penises, what's not to love? Have to pass the time somehow. They're just around the corner. We've made big plans for tonight, Lydia. Oh, here they are.
But I...
Three gorgeous gay men tumbled out of the beaten-up hatchback and ran to Granny Night-Night and threw their arms around her.
Judy! Du bist wirklich
hier. Oh, meine lieben Jungs!
The boys threw glitter over Granny Night-Night and over Lydia, who sneezed.
You must be Lydia. We've heard so much about you. I'm Selim.
I'm Marco.
And I'm Julian.
Come on, let's get in the car.
But how are we going to all fit?
Step two involved a marvellous little pill.
Sorry, I think you might be sitting on my seatbelt. Yeah, thanks. Where are we going?
We're going to a club called Burial Goldmine.
There's a pretty nice party there.
But it's a Tuesday night.
Lydia, please. This is Berlin. Now, who's got some speed?
Maybe you want to try one of these. They're really great. One for you, one for Lydia.
Bonanza.
Don't you want something to drink to help you swallow it?
Oh, no thank you, darling. I'm a professional pill swallower these days. Christ, they must give me 20 tablets a day in that godforsaken care home.
Oh my God, Granny Night-Night, have you got your tablets with you? Did you bring them?
No. And shut up.
But
you take this. Open your mouth. Close. Swallow.
But what will it do?
The third and final step was getting past the bouncers.
You cannot come in.
Why ever not?
Because you are too old.
Listen to me, young man. Do you have any idea who I am? I am Judith C. Gumfield, known variously over the years as Poppy, Auntie Ju, Mummy, Chow Chow, Red Diamond, Chopper Chops, Deborah Danger, and latterly, Granny Night-Night. Now, I was living here in Berlin before you were even born, when people were still being shot for trying to get over the damn wall. See this scar on my chin? Riot police, dragging me out of a squat on Marianenplatz. 10 minutes that way, I was flinging Molotov cocktails from the windows of the Britannia. If we hadn't occupied Kreuzberg, your government would have torn the whole place down. West Berlin would have become luxury flats and fancy restaurants and ghastly shopping malls. And when the wall fell, guess what? They'd have turned all of this, all that you can see around you now, into more of the same. Burial Gold Mine would have been Deutsche Bloody Bank. So it's fair to say, my dear, that you owe me your job. Now step aside.
And with that, the mighty Granny Night-Night minced past the bouncers through the entrance of Burial Gold Mine, with Lydia and the boys trailing behind, awestruck and inspired.
Douglas, what was that?
What was what?
That feeling. In my legs.
Endorphins.
In my shins.
Yep. Enjoy.
Douglas, I'm scared.
Feel the music. Breathe. Relax your jaw. Relax your hips. Relax your shoulders. Relax your teeth. Relax your forehead. Relax your neck. Relax your hands. Relax your tongue.
Oh, this music.
Enjoy it.
I don't know how.
Stop trying.
I want to dance.
Then dance.
I can't. I'm a bad dancer.
Bad dancing doesn't exist.
Where's Granny Night-Night gone? I can't see her.
Lydia, she'll be fine.
This feels amazing.
You're welcome.
I have to dance.
Lydia slid deeper and deeper into the writhing thicket of human bodies. Whenever Lydia had danced in public before, which had been seldom, the people around her had always moved away from her, as though they could smell her self-loathing and overly serious disposition. But now, For the first time in her life, Lydia had no sense at all of what she might look like or not look like in the eyes of another. Because the feeling inside her body was so powerful, so totalizing, so integrating, so obliterating, that it commanded her, drowning her in a blinding tidal wave of pure light. Her eyelids fluttering, her arms drifting into the air above her head, sweat trickling, euphoric, a smile scything across her face. And when she blinked open her eyes, Lydia saw that she was dancing with two men, wearing black harnesses. They were smiling, and they kissed her. Together. The two men took Lydia by the hand and led her into the dark room.
Are you gay? Are you a couple?
We are not a category. We are not a noun. We are verbs.
I think I might be an adjective.
Which one?
Beautiful. Hideous, innocent, dangerous.
No, you're a verb. Because you are touching, you're kissing, you're licking, you're playing, you're biting.
Lydia's body felt like hot glass, stretching, twisting. Glowing. Out of the depths of pleasure, a single word bloomed in Lydia's mind.
Graham.
Lydia scrambled to the bathroom.
Oh. Hi, Graham. Sorry I didn't come to dinner this evening. I'm in Berlin.
I know I always say Graham's got a heart of gold. I don't actually know what a heart of gold means to me.
Maybe it means that your heart is a metal, inert and soft, and centuries tether it to my economy. The oil in the blood of that heavy, cold, ancient, sinking brick of a heart, and I ache with you because inside me there's magnesium and fear and difference. In any case, I've lost a shoe.
My feet were being licked.
My toes were being kissed by two beautiful humans with beards and harnesses until my legs were tongues and my eyes and neck were mouths with fingers and shoulder lips and ribs, and I truly,
truly hate oysters.
Oh, I've never, ever tasted anything so disgusting as an oyster. And I've never, ever desired you. And that in itself is what I'm here to celebrate, because it turns out that I'm not an adjective at all. I'm a verb. In fact, I'm many, many verbs. Send.
Yes, May.
Oh, dark voice, thank you. Thank you, because I'm free. I'm free. I'm finally me.
Good to know.
I love you so much, dark voice. I can't believe you brought me here and given me this.
Yeah, no problem.
I feel amazing. You are amazing. I love you, dark voice. I love you more than soft voice. Dance with me, dark voice.
Oh, Berlin, Berlin, how are you lovely?
Granny Night-Night, where have you been? I lost you.
It's not possible to lose something, my darling, because the total amount of energy and matter in the universe remains constant, merely changing from one form to another. I've been having fun.
Granny Night-Night, I love you so much.
I love you too, my darling. Thank you for this, Lydia. It really is an absolute treat.
This is the start of a new beginning.
Where we can be who we are.
Bigger.
With all our faces.
In our spectrums.
Not flat.
Not condensed and flattened out, but popped and full-blossoming people flowers with petals and feelings and behaviour.
I want to know you. I want to know all you.
I want to know everything about you.
Oh, there isn't time, my dear.
Of course there's time. What do you mean?
Well, this is it, my darling. It can't last forever after all. In fact, it already goes on long enough, trust me. Long enough to trick you into not doing very much or even enjoying what you do because you expect you'll always have the chance tomorrow, next week, next year, and then all of a sudden, here you are.
Where?
Here. At the end.
Are you okay?
I should bloody well hope not. I haven't taken my heart medication in about 20 hours, and I've had half a bottle of Glenmorangie and a magnificent little pill and several nostrils of horse tranquilizer. I'm surprised I made it this far.
You knew that you were coming here to die.
Of course, Frank, dearest. Drugs. You see, Lydia, they're magical, but deadly. Personally, I wouldn't recommend doing them when you're young. Too much time ahead of you, too much to lose. But when you're in your 80s, well, they really are the perfect pastime. You either have a lot of fun or you die. And at 89, that is a very fair roll of the dice. Didn't stop me when I was younger, of course, but that's certainly my perspective on it now.
But we were just... We were just at the start. We need to get you to a hospital.
Don't you dare, Lydia. You have given me the best gift that I could ever have received by bringing me here. I couldn't have wished for a better finish. Now, dance with me, darling.
Benny Nightmare, I know there is something terribly wrong with me, but I don't know what it is. But I think you can see it. Ever since I was little, I've always felt that you knew what it was.
What is wrong with you, my darling? What is wrong with you? It's simply that I...
What's happening?
Cardiac arrest.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Granny Nine-Nine! Granny Nine-Nine, help! Somebody call an ambulance!
But nobody helped. And nobody called an ambulance. Granny Night-Night's friends gathered around her tiny body, raising it up.
Excuse me.
100 hands passed Granny Night-Night's body overhead until it reached the DJ on the stage. Her lifeless form hung like the bough of an old tree, her mouth agape, her eyes wide, her white hair spiked, glitter caking her skin like red and silver scales. Her bones, her bra, her vulture nose, her stiletto heels. The DJ placed a spectacular black crown on her head and wrapped her in a black shroud. A procession carried her outside. Lydia followed, screaming.
No!
Salim, Marco, and Julian were waiting outside with the car. The boot was open, and Granny Night-Night's body was being placed inside.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
No matter what I said, Lydia wouldn't talk to me for the next 6 hours. With one shoe on, Lydia hobbled over the Janowitz Bridge, hobbled down Heidelberger Straße, hobbled into an Uber back to the airport.
A ticket to London, please.
That would be 738 euros.
Lydia sat at the departure gate, staring into space. Her skin crackled and twitched like rice paper. Lydia shivered. sound and light began to pop like static, and that feeling of great communion, as though she were in love with the world and everything in it, began to drain away. Lydia decided to check her phone.
You have 5 new voice messages. First new voice message, left on Saturday at 17:06 hours.
Hi, Lydia. This is Ian from the Samaritans. You have...
Message deleted. Next message, left on Sunday at 15:33 hours.
Hello, Lydia. This is Antonella, your Italian teacher. You missed a...
Message deleted. Next message, left yesterday at 20:46 hours.
Lydia, if you do not call me back in the next 5 minutes, you are fired.
Message deleted. Next message, left yesterday at 20:51 hours.
Well done, Lydia. You're fired.
Message deleted. Next message, left today at 5:25 hours.
Lydia, this is Sonia from the care home. So I've just got back, and your grandmother is not...
Message deleted. You have no new messages.
Hey, yeah, well, your message last night was contumelious. And I'm, like, really actually kind of quite upset. It's a tough decision, but I've decided I can't do this anymore. Being with you. So, yeah. Just checking out. It's over.
I asked Lydia if she was okay.
Are you okay, Lydia?
But Lydia said nothing. She said nothing for the whole flight home. Lydia limped through arrivals at Heathrow. People stopped and stared because she stank of booze and stale sweat, and because her hair looked like a bird's nest, and because she was only wearing one shoe. But she didn't seem to notice. Lydia drifted through nothing to declare, and finally, she broke the silence.
You killed her.
Hey?
You killed Granny Night-Night. It's all your fault.
Nothing is anyone's fault.
Yes, it is. And it was yours. You told me to take her to Berlin.
Which is what you wanted.
You gave me the idea.
Who said you should listen to me?
You killed her. I killed her. We killed her.
We didn't kill her. She decided, of her own accord, to commit a sort of euphoric suicide. She completed herself.
I feel sick. I feel very, very sick, and I'm starving. You're insane. I need something. I need to eat. I need to eat Turkish delight. I'm going into PG Tompton's.
Turkish delight. Turkish delight. Where's the Turkish delight?
Ugh, come on. What is wrong with this barcode?
Unexpected item in the bagging area.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Unexpected item in the bagging area.
It is expected!
Please select payment type.
I must have some cash somewhere. Nope. Okay. Credit card. Credit card. Yep. Transaction incomplete. Your card was declined. That can't be right. Declined? But how is that possible?
Guess you've spent all your money.
Don't speak to me!
All right, Lydia, calm down.
Don't you dare tell me to calm down. You have ruined everything. You have made me lose everything. You've lost all my money that I worked for so hard and saved up so diligently. You have lost my granny. You've made me get fired by Trevor. You have made me get dumped by Graham. The Samaritans hate me. How am I meant to pay my mortgage next month? And my bills? What am I going to tell Granny Night-Night's care home? What am I going to tell my mother?
Lydia.
No, don't you dare, Lydia me. Don't you dare use my name. Everything was perfect before you came. I was in a really good place. I was doing really well, and now you've destroyed it. You idiot. You stupid, stupid idiot. You're a disgrace. You selfish, selfish idiot. You are sick. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
I didn't really know what to say, so I didn't say anything. There were no other customers in PG Thompson's. Lydia was all alone. Lydia crouched down on the floor, tears bubbling out of her eyes and dripping down her face. Lydia had never cried quite like this before. It physically hurt, which to Lydia's surprise felt very, very nice. It felt as though a long needle was being driven up through her soft palate, through the back of her throat, and up and out of the top of her skull. It was a terrific release. Sensing someone close by, Lydia looked up. A little shop assistant was standing over her. The shop assistant looked down at Lydia kindly. The shop assistant spoke.
"Hello there. Can I help you?"
said the shop assistant. Lydia's heart stopped.
Soft voice? Is that you?
Soft Voice stars Naomi Scott as Lydia, Olivia Cook as Dark Voice, and Belle Powley as Shop Assistant. Amanda Lawrence as Granny Night Night, Abby Tedder as Care Home Nurse Sonia, Christian Cook as Graham, with additional performances by Reed Emmons, Austin Springer, Josh Hambrook, Novi Brown, John Mawson, Francesca Manzi. Created by James Bloor. Written and directed by James Bloor. Executive produced by Olivia Cook, Belle Powley, Naomi Scott, Jordan Spence, Ryan Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producer, Chris Ferguson and Andrew Levine. Produced by Shin Yin Hiyu. Producer, Marlena Ma. Supervising producer, Tess Ryan and Sandra Yi Ling. Co-producer, Michelle Zarate. Original music and composition by Jeremy Wallace McLean. Q-Code Head of Music, Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Braden McCluskey. Sound design and mix by Eugenio Battaglia. Sound edit by Alex Lera Peralta. Casting directors Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sarah Gerritsen. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftering. Additional editing by Alvin Wee. Production coordinator, Brandon Weisner, Jack Friedman, and Sam Brain. Production assistant, Nathan Yan and Jillian Evanes. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Produced in association with Oddfellows Post. Soft Voice is a Q-Code and New Name Entertainment production.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back, too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real-life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.
I'm Carlos King, one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking portrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade! And all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcast.